Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the newsroom, I'm Charles Collins. Today at the Foreign Press Office in Rome, a new film called The Da Vinci Code, A Masterful Deception, was introduced. The film answers many of the questions presented by Dan Brown's The Da Vinci Code, whose film adaptation is opening tomorrow at the Cannes Film Festival. One of the participants of the film and presenters at the conference was Jesuit Father Gerio Collins of the Pontifical Gregorian University.
Just historical junk from Dan Brown, but it gives us the chance to talk about how the New Testament was actually formed.
Another expert featured in the film is Amy Wellborn, author of Decoding Da Vinci from our Sunday Visitor Press.
You could go into a parish and give a seminar on the history of early Christianity and get five people there. But you go into a church and give a seminar on the truth behind the fiction of the Da Vinci Code, you get hundreds of people there, and that's been my experience. I can go into a parish, and I've had as many as 800 people in a normal-sized parish come to something that I've given on the Da Vinci Code.
Besides presenting a view of a married Jesus taken from the Gnostic works common in the 2nd and 3rd centuries, the book features a villain who's a member of Opus Dei. Members of Opus Dei have protested the inaccuracies of the book. After all, the villain is a monk, and Opus Dei is a lay organization. But they do say one positive result is millions of people have visited the organization's website and tried to find out the truth about the organization. Tomorrow in Rome, Opus Dei is offering an open house at its center in Via Sandro Sandri. The event begins at 11 a.m. and will allow journalists and others an inside look at the personal prelature on the same day the Da Vinci Code film premieres.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.